Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Extemba 360.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps. That's right, everyone, it is Extemba 360.
What's, hey, can you give me the sound of an Xbox booting up and I'll try and do it?
I don't know what it sounds.
Does it sound like that?
It sounds heaps like that.
But your Xbox is ready for games.
That's it. That's right, everyone. This is the first ever gaming month to be dedicated exclusively to at least one Xbox 360 game review per week.
That we can promise you will receive at least one, maybe more.
Maybe
but
more?
At a bare minimum, one episode a week.
No, you get one episode a week, definitely. One
Xbox review per episode
and
is our promise.
Who better to bring in for the first week of Extemba 360.
Yeah.
I was saying
Sixth knee. You gotta get the tnuh. That bit is the tricky Xbox 360 knee. Yeah.
And who better to bring in Xbox 360
than Adam Carnevale?
I love that you insisted on saying it. That was pretty good for
I'm
me.
I'm gonna have to get used to saying it.
Yeah,
it is the month.
That's fair.
A lot more weeks to come.
I mean, and you could have had the time in between now and the next episode to practice saying it.
And even though tragedy struck last time we were doing one of these episodes, we have decided to record one on the road yet again. That's right. I'm sure you can tell from the audio quality.
Yeah.
But it is a car episode.
We're back on the road. We're road podding.
Road podding.
Two favorite allies.
Incidentally, I think the Xbox startup sound, wasn't it something like, did-it? It had like a little did-it sort of noise Do-do. From memory.
Xbox mode.
Guys, wait. Who's that on the side of the road?
Oh my god.
It's the mangled body of our good friend Hayden.
Oh, this is so sad, but so exciting at the same time.
I'm going to pull over and pick him up.
Okay, let's pull over.
Hayden, welcome to the podcast. You're still alive, even though Mr. Rats thought he killed you.
Hello, I am actually a ghost now.
Whoa!
Yeah. Mr. Rats killed me with his big truck.
Yeah.
He had one of those big American trucks.
Yeah. And Jackson, can we get a read on his number plate one more time, please? And this week we're looking at Just Cause 2 and other games.
Just Cause 2, dude, what a classic Xbox game.
Obviously for Extemba 360.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yes!
You're getting better.
Yeah.
The Xbox 360 era, it's famous for a lot of its, first of all, open world games have become a big thing.
Yep.
Edgy games are well and truly back.
Mm-hmm. Love
time.
An edgy game.
Big time.
And just like having a game where you're just doing whatever, what better way to start?
Love a game that you're just doing whatever.
Just doing whatever. That is,
can you give me an example of a game where you're just doing whatever?
Just Cause 2.
Yeah. Whoa, he had one locked and loaded.
Damn. I used to play this game. It gave me a demo. It might have been the first one.
Yeah.
And it was the most generous demo I've ever seen or heard about. It was
awesome.
Because the map is gigantic.
Yeah.
You got a big slice of the pie of the map.
Do you remember what section of the map you got?
It was kind of deserty.
Okay,
A bit hilly, and there was some palm trees. So I don't know if that helps you.
No, I don't know that area.
I don't know.
It was so
sandy.
So when I booted up my Xbox 360 for Xtember 3 Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney. Come on, mate. Figure it out.
Xbox 360.
Okay, can we let's say sixth? Like if you've just sixth someone?
Oh, sixth.
So like the 69, but without the
sixth
nine.
Sixth knee.
Yeah, 60.
Sixth knee.
69 alone is sad. That's just curling up with a boner. That's all that is.
So like to start Xtember 360, I just wanted to jump straight into a game that screamed Xbox 360. Obviously there's Halo.
Yeah,
that's true. Halo 4, Halo Reach, Halo Wars 2.
That's correct.
Yeah. What's the top-down one?
Wars 2, I'm not sure.
That's Halo Wars.
Okay, good.
Sorry, a lot's happened since you died, so I understand you being confused about Halo Wars. Yeah,
that does make sense.
Don't worry, though, dude. They updated Halo Infinite. Still sucks.
Oh, cool.
Got co-op mode now. So it can suck for two people.
obviously all of those were obvious choices. And then we've also got Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Classic.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Classic.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Classic.
And then I guess the next game on the list, Infinite Warfare, maybe?
Classic.
Maybe. And then the next game on the list, obviously, is Just Cause 2.
Yes.
For anyone who doesn't know, Just Cause 2, it's an open world game where the role of the player is basically to cause a coup.
Yes, that's, yeah.
You are trying to dethrone, decede the government.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to decede the king.
Is it a king? You decede
a pomegranate. Yeah.
usurp the government?
No, what? I don't think dethrone. Topple, usurp also works. Topple, yeah.
Yeah. It's a dictatorship. Yeah. It's terrible conditions. You jump in there and you've got to build up with all the allies, the resistance, the rebels.
You play as like a CIA operative, right?
Yeah, so it was a little dicey when a fantasy game. Yeah. No, well, it was a little dicey when I started because that's what I thought was going on.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're actually CIA. I think you're just kind of like a
rogue American.
No, you're not American.
Oh. I think it's one of those games where they're like, you're just some special guy.
Yeah.
And you're the special. You've got no name.
Because I think in the first one, you dethrone or usurp or DC the government too. So that's just what he does.
Shuck. I believe it's called shucking. You shuck the government.
Yeah.
Well, because that's something that with the name, it's actually got two meanings. Because you can just do whatever you want, just cause.
Yeah.
But also what you're doing... Is it just cause?
That's a great two. I didn't realize that until we got in the car and we started talking about Just Cause, and I'm like, "That's a really clever name."
It's really smart.
Each word means two different things.
Except two.
Isn't that great?
Really.
That's a great pun.
I guess it's like Just Cause as well. So even the two part of it counts.
What?
Okay, that one's a little flimsier.
Yeah,
isn't that what I just said as well? What are you talking
about? A little bit more
difficult. What?
This is going to be a long road, pod.
It's six hours in, we got a lot of time to kill.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I started playing Just Cause 2, and for anyone who doesn't know, it plays pretty similar to like a Grand Theft Auto, except you have a grappling hook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And parachute.
Yes.
Well, GTA has that, though.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, but you don't have to collect a parachute in this, Adam. That's just built in.
It's not now, infinite parachutes whenever you want.
I thrashed this game as a kid. Like, I completed it. Like, I've every nook and cranny I explored.
Uh-huh.
But I can't recall if this is the case. Is this the game where, to avoid fall damage, you grapple hook to the ground?
I can do that, but that's so funny. Yeah,
instead of careening headfirst,
you go way faster, but it's more control.
But yeah, you grapple hook to the ground and you're okay.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this game. So some games you get a taste of what's going on within like the first 15 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. I put 3 or 4 hours into this.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've seen nothing and done nothing.
Mm,
for sure.
On my save file, I'm either 3 or 4% through the game. I'd love to boot up the tomes to check, but I am currently driving.
Yeah. Have you found the strip club in the sky?
No, I have not found the strip club in the sky.
I just remembered, in the sky, there is like a floating strip club that you can only get to if you like fly a plane up there and then jump off the plane and land in the strip club.
Yep.
And I think it has special, like a special vehicle in it, maybe.
Awesome.
That you can fly out of. It's sick as hell.
It would have been sick if it was a car and you had to drive the car off the cliff.
That would be mad. But well, I think you can kind of do that. Because in Just Cause 2, you can grapple anything to anything else.
Yep. Yeah.
So if you grapple a car to a plane, you can fly it up there, drop the car, get in the car, and drive off into the sea.
Yeah, that's cool. That's into the sea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over the ocean.
Where else are you going to go?
Yeah, okay.
When this game came out, like the two things that it really focused on was, one of the biggest maps in video games ever.
Yeah.
Two, grapple hook. Grapple hook rocks.
Oh, it's so
fun. That was just
fun.
Like, hey, we know what you need. Grapple hook. And Xbox 360 is famous for the grapple hook. Let's not forget that the gritty reboot of Bionic Command, though, is also on the Xbox 360.
Yep.
I remember as well with Just Cause 2, because it came out around the same time as, would have been, what, GTA 4, I guess?
Yeah.
And the fact that you could be driving a car and then get out of the car and get onto the roof of the car and then get back into the car and keep driving.
That's pretty cool.
That the mechanics allowed it was so exciting.
Yeah, it's called the stunt button.
Yeah, it's so good. And you can do stuff like do a big jump, stunt, get on the roof of the car.
Yep.
Get in before you sort of land, keep driving. Hell yeah. Yeah.
And also to unlock missions, you have to cause chaos by destroying government-owned property, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Big fuel tanks, anti-aircraft guns, you know, the usual stuff.
Can I ask a question? Have you played either of the Mercenaries games?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, they're also from the
Just
Xbox
kidding,
360.
Adam, because I'm...
He fucking got you, dude.
Oh! Wish you stayed dead.
Sorry, guys. Do the rules still apply to me if I'm a ghost?
Yes.
Yeah, they apply even more.
Yeah, they actually... Because ghosts, if they sin, they go to hell.
But I already didn't get into heaven, so I don't care. I'm stuck in limbo forever.
Since
I don't know.
I'm here also, does that change the rules of who gets the swear?
No one gets the swear.
I always get the swear.
No, surely it trickles up to me before you get
Why you've misunderstood. Up? What trickles up?
Well, I'm going to steal it then. Okay. I'm going to steal your
swear. You can't do a steal. That is allowed.
No, that's not allowed. This is a family-friendly podcast, which is very important.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in the email section, because we've got a bit of an update on Safer Schools podcasting, it's extra important this week. So everyone, even though we are in the car, and obviously no laws apply, keep it no
international
Fs.
Waters.
Yeah, no
intercontinental
Fs.
Roads.
No Fs, no Japs.
Okay, fair enough. Fickle.
Well, Adam, going back to your Mercenaries comment, obviously as the host of Thumb Cramps, I am familiar with every video game, but no, I have not played them.
Okay, well, never mind then. Please continue.
Yeah, so it's an overwhelmingly big game, and one thing that I think we're going to notice in Extember 360.
Yeah.
Yep. Nicely done. Well said.
Thank you. Is that control schemes have changed a lot?
Yes.
So games, and I don't know if like younger gamers get this or not, but I feel like the graphical capabilities of like an Xbox 360 versus like a PS5, whilst they are noticeable, they're not. The dip's not, like, that severe. So the games still look decent-ish.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, the one thing that is, like, really hard to wrap my head around is just how the game wants you to control it.
Okay.
So, for example, in this, a grapple hook you use a lot, which is a simple tap of the LB, the left button.
Yeah, that would feel strange.
Which is L1 on a PlayStation controller, and I guess it would be no button on the GameCube controller. Those are the three controllers I know.
And does it work like if you want to do the connecting two things by
you
a cable?
You hold it down.
Yeah, you hold it down and then release.
When you release, yes.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, but it also means that if you're, like, say, panic grapple hooking and you hold it down for too long, and it, like, just, you know, more than one single tap, the grapple hook won't work, which is bad in combat, because when you're being shot at and you want to make a quick escape, got to make sure you're pressing lightly.
And just remind me really quickly, in combat, is that when you're likely to be stressed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
I see. You're a good guest for this week, Adam, because I see you've played video games before.
I've had a few under my belt, yeah.
Okay.
I'm having fun with it. Like I said, like 3 or 4 hours is like a lot considering it could have just bounced off me and I could have just played something else.
Have you gone to the Lost Island yet?
I don't know what any of these things are. I cannot stress.
One of the biggest islands or big islands in the game is...
It's all on one big island.
Yeah, but there's an extra little island off
How
the side.
How am I meant to know that after 3 hours?
Well, I don't know. I thought...
You're making me so upset I'm hitting that strip on the side of the road that's making the car vibe.
An extra guest for today's episode, if you will.
The Rumble Strip.
But anyway, yeah. It's the island from Lost.
What?
Wait, actually, it's the actual island?
Yeah.
It's a huge... No, I heard this.
Yeah, it's a big Lost reference, and if you fly any plane over it, your plane, like the engines stop working and you crash on the island, and you do a bunch of missions there and then that stops happening. But yeah,
that's awesome.
It's the island from Lost. Jesko's too freaking rocks.
Is there like a button that you have to press every 28 hours or whatever that thing was?
No, but the hatch is there, I'm pretty sure.
The hatch is there.
And there's also a big whale skeleton. There's so much secret stuff in that game.
I guess with the ending of Lost, spoilers for the television series Lost, I guess that implies that Just Cause 2 also takes place in Purgatory.
Yeah. I always thought it was a dog's dream. Isn't it a dog's dream?
Why would it be a dog's dream?
That is
interesting. I haven't seen it, but I feel like I've seen the last clip, and doesn't it zoom out of the dog's eye?
I can see why you'd be confused, as we did just start recording from the dog on the Tucker Box. Australia's very own. And you can head to the Thumbcramp social media page to see photos of us at the dog on the Tucker Box. Mm. That's Thumbcramp's Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, it was very exciting. And highlight, I don't know, Hayden, if you want to field this.
Well,
the highlight of the dog of the on the Tucker Box sort of pit stop.
So it was a, and we'll go further in depth in this in yesterday's episode of Shut Up a Second, my other podcast.
Nice.
It's agree with me and Cass. Get it wherever you're listening now. Add it to the queue.
Will Cass be in yesterday's episode?
No, it'll be a episode that came out yesterday, but we were going to record it after this episode.
Whoa.
Once again, as with every road pod, you need the listening order, so it's good to get in early.
So it's kind of a bit of sizzle, but you might have already heard the episode, depending if you listen to both. Anyway, but there was basically a little tent that was full of dog shit, and it was some kind of amusement, and we asked the people about it, and they were like, yeah, people just keep throwing their dog shit in there. Well, as soon as one person does it, it fills up.
Apparently it was an old outhouse,
yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we put doggy loo, like a dog toilet, over the top as a joke, and people were like, oh, do I just chuck my dog shit?
It kind of feels...
It's actually incredible.
It kind of feels like their fault, because you put the sign Doggy Loo over
the
top.
Sign down.
Yeah.
You see a couple people throwing their dog poo in there.
Yeah.
That feels like immediately realize...
It's the first person who did its fault, because I would not look at an empty outhouse and be like, oh, this not a bin? That's where I throw my dog.
I think there was a post in the outhouse. I think the idea was that dogs do little wees there.
Okay.
If
a dog pisses there, a dog can shit there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I guess urinals are a piss-only toilet. I was about to pitch a piss-only toilet. That's crazy, but a urinal is... Although, if you're brave enough, you can shit in a urinal.
You can shit in a... That is true.
True. Just Cause 2, it's fun. It's a good time. It's aged weirdly.
Okay.
And I do worry that as I continue further and further, the story will become slightly more problematic. But there is one thing I've been doing that I think has amplified both the stress... and the tension in the game, as well as, I guess, like, the anarchy, which is, like, the in-game soundtrack wasn't doing much for me, so just threw headphones in and just listened to, like, I guess, like, extreme genres of music that I like.
Okay.
Sure. So one band in particular that I was listening to a lot was... and look, listeners of the show might be familiar with them because they are tied to a very, very, very successful band.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to a lot to the... I've been listening a lot to the band Race Trader.
Okay.
Which sounds... Look, you may be hearing that and being like, huh.
That seems less than ideal.
But they're basically a band against systematic racism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very intense. Were famous in the late 90s for basically playing shows with other bands that were like, we're preaching our message, but we're doing nothing about it. And they would get into literal fist fights with them for being like, if you mean it, do something about it.
That's awesome.
Anyway, the reason people might know them, they're... like a hardcore punk band that lean a little into like grindcore and a bit like...
Sure.
They get a bit metalcore at points too, but it features Pete Wentz and Andy Hurley from the band Fallout Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, here's a little tip. If anyone's listening to this podcast in high school, this podcast is safe for schools.
That's very true.
If someone calls you a poser for liking Fallout Boy, punch them in the head.
Yeah, and say, I like Race Trader. Yeah. Wait, traitor or trader?
Traitor.
Okay, that's probably better.
Yeah.
A race trader is something else entirely.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Fall Out Boy for the real ones.
Yeah, fair enough.
So is this podcast, obviously.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
That is true.
And Just Cause 2 is fun, but also so overwhelming, also hard. Like, I still haven't got the hang of it.
Yeah.
Which means that a lot of the time, combat I'm sorting out by causing enough trouble that a helicopter comes to shoot me, grapple hook onto the helicopter, hijack the helicopter, use the helicopter's miniguns to just mow down the groups of people that are hassling me.
That rules.
Cool.
Rinse and repeat.
I think that the disappointing thing with Just Cause for me is that I remember when I played it as a kid, I was like, this game is so innovative. Because, like, not really any game was doing that, like, clamber all over the cars. Like, you felt like you were very much interacting with the environment.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, Just Cause 3 is going to be amazing. And I hear it's a really good game, but, like, the only way they updated it was they gave you more grappling hooks so you could tether more things together, and they gave you, like, little jets.
Didn't you get a wingsuit?
And a wingsuit. But a wingsuit's not... That's cool, but it's not like... It doesn't feel like you're interacting with the environment. You can't do stuff with it other than sort of fly around.
Honestly, sure. I would be keen to play Just Cause 3 and maybe even Just Cause 4.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they really ever innovated past
but
that.
But I don't think you need to. I just think that, like, a more polished version of this game would feel good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this game... I'm going to give 4 thumbs.
Nice.
Ooh,
and yeah, it was a
good.
Real rock solid start to Extember 3 Sydney. Sydney.
That rules, dude. I'm so happy for you, and I'm so excited to play more Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's
kind of as well.
And,
it's,
like, people are probably
console.
Wondering
yeah.
why we decided to celebrate Xbox Extember 3 Sydney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it happens once a year.
Yeah, well, it happens once a year. But also, directly after we announced it in podcast, it was announced the Xbox 360 store was closing
That's
down.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So this is also a month of mourning.
Yeah. This keeps happening to us. It's sort of a... Yeah, we're mourning, and it's a last hurrah for
yeah.
the
Thumb Cramps Touch, I believe it's been called.
So we're driving to Sydney to pay our respects.
Where Xbox lives.
We're the birthplace of the Xbox 360.
Sydney, yeah.
The
that's
Xbox
very true.
360.
It's spiritual home.
Yeah,
it's spiritual
I think so,
home.
I agree.
Name one of the place that's called 360.
Yeah, I couldn't
I can't
do it, dude.
You
can't do it.
No matter how much I tried.
Melbourne?
No, that's not it.
It doesn't work.
Xbox 360.
Doesn't sound right.
No,
yeah,
sounds,
you're right.
Sounds
you're
messed
right.
up.
That's
yeah.
silly. Anyway, Jackson, what have you been playing?
Well, so in the last episode, I played Overwatch 2.
Mm-hmm.
And in that episode, I was like, this reminds me of Titanfall 2.
Yep.
That game's awesome. I'm going to play that.
Awesome.
So I was like, I re-downloaded Titanfall 2. And if we recall as well with Overwatch 2, I was like, hey, the wait time to get into a server was a very long time.
Yep.
People are saying that it shouldn't have for me and that it's really quick for them. I don't know what makes you so special.
Yeah, we're getting a bit of feedback that maybe you had either enabled the wrong setting somewhere.
It seems
or
likely.
You were in a the quick play session you thought you were doing wasn't any game mode like you claimed it was, and therefore it was kicking you back to the screen, the main menu every time.
Yeah. I don't
basically,
know what was going on.
It seems like player error rather than server issue.
That is probably the case most of the time. But anyway, I was like, all right, let's play some Titanfall 2. Because I this was a game I thrashed back in the day. I've almost definitely done like 8 Thumb Cramps reviews on it before.
Mm-hmm.
That seems very likely. I'm not good at it.
Mm-hmm. You have put over 100 hours into it.
Yes, absolutely. And yet...
Well, it takes 10,000 hours to master
exactly,
something.
Exactly, so I'm not even close.
Yeah, yeah.
I would claim it probably takes 100 hours to get good at something, though.
Yeah, to become competent. Well, back in the day, I could maybe get, like, at most 10 to 15 kills in
is
a good
counting,
match.
Is that counting those, like, little foot
no,
soldiers?
No, that's on other players.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm trying to get into a game on Titanfall 2. And it's just not working.
Yeah, well,
I guess it's
also worth noting between your last review and this review, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Yeah,
there was a huge Titanfall 1 and 2 hack.
Yes, well now I know.
Yeah,
yes,
a massive DDoS attack.
Yeah,
on the Titanfall 2 servers, which happened last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it resulted in them turning off the Titanfall 1 servers entirely because they were like, we can't fix this security loophole.
And I don't think they've done anything, from what I could tell, doing a little research into it, they've not really done anything to negate the Titanfall 2 servers. Like they've not, they're still pretty inaccessible.
Yeah, that's
and there's a lot
stuff.
Of people being like, well, I can't play. But...
So I got a question.
Yeah.
Shoot,
I'm just a measly ghost, and I don't understand video games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? What was the point of the attack? Just because? Did they try and get something? Were they trying to get stuff?
I'm pretty sure there was a security exploit in the Titanfall coding that was able to access people's like certain information. I can't remember what info though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But I think they fixed that, but they weren't able to prevent
just DDoS attacks in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
And or maybe they couldn't fix it for Titanfall, so that's why they just turned it off. They were like,
well,
we cooked
too bad.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. We can't risk people's security.
Play, what's the other one that they have?
Apex Legends.
Play Apex Legends instead.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the fans, in an effort to remedy this problem, have created a, I guess you would call it like a modding API or like a,
yeah,
I don't know what it is, an alternate launch option for Titanfall 2 that adds a bunch of extra shit to the game and also means that players can make their own servers. So if you're like, I miss playing Titanfall 2, but I can't get into it now, it's very easy to download and you gain access to a bunch of extra shit that wasn't there originally and you can jump into a game in like 5 seconds.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's so good.
That's a real game changer.
And some of the stuff they've added is so much fun. So one of the new match types is called, I think it's called Titan Weapons, where you're all pilots, so you're all just guys, but you have the weapons of your mechs.
Whoa.
So you'll see guys walking around with just a gun like 5 times as big as they are.
That's awesome.
That's so funny.
It's just like absolute chaos. They've added a new Titan that is like an evil Titan from the campaign, I think, that you can now just pick as your Titan to play around with. All of the weapons and abilities are unlocked from the start, so you can just dive in and
it's
start using
nice.
Them out the gate.
It's really nice when communities do stuff like that. It sucks that companies won't.
Yeah, it's such a shame.
A similar thing happened with, so the original Halo, on PC you could play that multiplayer online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on Xbox there was no multiplayer, but the fan community created a, you could, I forget exactly how it was done.
Yeah.
But you could, like get your Xbox, what do you call it? Like modified, and then you could play the original Halo online with other people.
That's Ooh. Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, well, and it's such a godsend because like Titanfall 2 is like one of those. I think it's a very special game. I don't really think any game's quite matched the feeling of playing Titanfall 2.
Have you played Apex Legends?
I haven't played Apex Legends.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that'll
maybe
do
that's
it for
the
me.
One.
But getting back into it is such a blast.
Sorry, we're driving a bumpy road now, so if you can hear that, don't worry about it.
There's also the extra guest. It's the extra guest.
We are getting some spectacular views as well.
We are
on this way.
We also just drove past a really big truck that stressed me a bit because it was full of hay.
Yeah, and also a kangaroo that had been fully flattened and was just nuts on the road. It was yuck.
There's a lot going on, listeners, and if you want to join us, we're currently in New South Wales, in between Gundagai and Sydney.
Yeah, so if you want to retrace our route,
if you want the live commentary, start by the Bendigo Road now.
That wasn't Bendigo, Adam. Want to have another go?
What did I say? Bendigo?
Benangaroo.
I meant, sorry, Bendigo.
Banangaroo, I think.
Banangaroo.
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 One thing that I am...
Went by too quick. First piece of commentary. CinemaSin.
Ding! Ding. Banangaroo.
Sign goes by too quick.
One thing I am noticing with the Titanfall 2 servers is that because you've got a... You got to be a real one. You got to be a real gamer to get into these
Would
servers.
Would you say you have to be an absolute G?
Yeah, you have absolutely have to be an absolute G. You have to be a baller of all time.
Yeah. Baller of all time. That is a title that most gamers strive to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I couldn't find out about it. Like I had to do a bit of research into what was happening and then go on the Titanfall subreddit and like search through a couple things. So what that means is that the players that you're up against are
good.
They're good. And they're good. Like, you know, I was saying for the, like, oh, when I was playing Overwatch 2, they were all better than me. That's just because I suck shit.
Yeah.
In this, I was like, wow, you know, like, you're playing a game, especially like a first-person shooter, like an online first-person shooter.
Yeah.
And somebody gets you, and you're like, fair enough.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, of course, you see the kill cam, and you're like, yeah, I was just hanging out. Fair enough, I deserve to be shot.
Yeah, I had my pants down, my whole ass hanging out, and they shot me in between the cheeks.
You
God intended.
You can see me in the menu right now,
You can tell that I'm struggling to get a bead on somebody on the other side of the map with my gun. But in this, it would be like somebody is doing, like, a double jump, aiming at somebody completely on the other side of the map, and then they just briefly angle down, shoot me, and I'm like, okay. I'm playing with some ballers of all time.
So, Jackson, you claim all video games fall into two categories.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that maybe you're playing Titanfall 2 as a low-looking game, yet you're playing against people that treat it as a high-looking game?
I really, to play, and I remember this last time, I was playing Titanfall 2. I have to sort of fight my nature to play this game. And the more I force myself to high look, obviously the better at the game I am. But I'm really going against my base gamer instincts when I do it.
Yeah.
But I have such a good time playing it, and I love the feeling of the game and the satisfaction of the game so much that like it's completely worth it. I do feel kind of my age somewhat, where I'm like,
right.
I feel like I've like, oh, I've got a couple of hours to come in, and when I was playing recently, I kept on just dying, but at the end of every game, everyone was like, GG, GG, and I was like, yeah, GG, GG. And I was like, people must be thinking, it wasn't that G a G for him.
Not you, I didn't mean you.
Yeah. What are you talking about? How G could it be if you kept on dying?
I bet no one hit you with a WP.
Yeah. A 034 kill death rate.
GG, BP. Good game, bad played.
Yeah. That is me. I do still not get in my Titan and just let it do its own thing.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because I'm bad at the Titan.
Then you get double the amount of guns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He'll sort it out. He doesn't.
It's funny to imagine enemies coming across you and thinking you're a bot.
It is funny, though, when I'm like, my Titan lands and I'm like, well, he's doing his own thing, and then 5 seconds later, I see him explode in the distance. And I'm like, I should have been there to defend him. Well, that's my bad.
Gotta move on. No, back.
I love it. Titanfall 2 is an incredible game. It's still good, and I think it's awesome that the community came together and was like, hey, if the creators of the game aren't going to fix this problem, let's not only make it so that we can all play together again, let's like add shit that wasn't in it before.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 5 thumbs.
5 thumbs?
For Titanfall 2 and 5 thumbs for the Titanfall 2 community in this moment. And also, people were pretty nice. People
and they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, people should have been mean to me. I was in King Doofus mode, and still people were very kind. So.
I reckon they were talking shit about you behind your back.
Almost definitely.
In a Discord server.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who's this fool? Ham? I hate Ham.
Ham's forever? We are playing with a clown, my brothers.
Calling someone a fool is such a power move in the year 2023.
It's really
a noble person.
If you're
or
evil
something.
Wizard maxing, it's...
Fool. I'm evil wizard maxing.
I'm also just in celebration of Xtember 360. Gonna sixth drink
me.
Six. That's what I said.
Sixth knee. I'm good
you're not
at
doing
it now.
The tea. You're not doing the tea. Six.
I'm gonna
to
drink.
Me.
I've got a Mountain Dew here to honor Xbox.
Yeah, oh, wow. Good.
M-do.
You gotta pour it out there. You gotta pour it out the car.
Don't pour it out of the car.
Pour it out in the car. I don't want an Xbox.
I'm just gonna take. I'm
gonna drink
take,
it.
Pour
I'm
it
gonna,
out.
I'm gonna take an honor sip.
No, good. Smart.
Pour it out for the dead Xbox.
Hayden's going to hell after this episode because he's clearly a terrible presence as a poltergeist.
I'm haunting you guys.
Yeah. So glad that in a moving car with all these electronics sitting about, you have decided to drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I'm so happy.
You gotta, dude. I mean, it's just a tragedy we don't have any Ritos, i.e. Doritos.
Yeah.
We could have gotten some of the service stations.
Don't do.
Hit me with the dough, brother. Yeah,
hit me some dough and hit me some do.
Give me the do-ray do.
So, Adam, can we just get a quick update from you in the backseat? Because we're going to need backseat cam for this, because I can't see.
Is Jackson
holding the Mountain Dew, or did he put it in his lap?
Oh, he's currently holding it. All right. I'll describe to you what I saw. Mm-hmm. Jackson produced the Mountain Dew from his side. He put it.
I'm doing the Dew.
He put it in between his legs to crack it open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brought it up. Brought both the Mountain Dew and the mic as close as possible
without touching
so that you at home could hear the slurp.
Yeah.
Right.
His thumb was quite wet when it came up as well. I clocked that.
Yep, that's good.
He has wiped it. He has since wiped his thumb on his shirt
as long as it's on the shirt and not my seat, that's all right.
Now, I would never describe Jackson's hands as dry. In fact, as I speak, I could see moisture on the hand holding the mic.
I've got wet hands. Yeah,
but his hands are, as far as Jew is concerned, minimally wet.
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
What if you pour it out into your own lap so it doesn't get on the car? I think that's a compromise we can all get around.
But then people will think I pissed Mountain
that's
Dew.
That's okay. No, and then you'll be able to know because then you get to explain, hey, it's for Xbox that's now dead.
I did. I pissed my pants in honor of Xbox.
It's not piss, it's Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we encourage everyone who's mourning to piss their pants.
Yeah. Or pour Mountain Dew in your lap. Yeah,
I'm going to take one more honest sip to give you some ASMR.
Yep. And then you're going to have an open container for the rest of this podcast and for yesterday's Shut Up a Second.
Yes, that'll be nice.
Let me just say, this Mountain Dew is lukewarm.
Yeah, well,
you got it like 5 hours ago. Yeah, why did you get it so early?
You bought it at...
We've been to like 4 different shops since then.
Well, that is true.
And look,
you knew this one. You, when you got it, you knew that wasn't going to be the last stop.
You got 30 minutes into the trip.
But is this not honoring Xbox? Like, is not a lukewarm Mountain Dew kind of how you'd be drinking it if you were gaming with your bros?
I think if you were gaming with your bros, that'd be a Code Red, my friend.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have Code Red at the 7-Eleven. Cut me some slack. Can you get a photo of me with the...
Of course.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the socials, yeah.
At Thumb Cramps Pod on Instagram. Do you like that?
That's
that
it. I did like
that. I plugged it for you.
Oh, Jack, you look good. Oh, buddy.
Oh, God.
We went over
looks
a bumpy
like the extra
bridge.
Guest for today really wants that in your lap.
Oh, that was scary.
I think you got to pour it. That's the universe telling you. You got to pour that dew in your lap.
So, Adam, because I've got no respect for the dead, you're up next. What game have you been playing?
I'm going to review Duolingo today.
That's a real gamer's game,
yeah,
Duolingo.
That is.
I think it kind of counts.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like Mario, Hotel Mario.
Yeah, or Mario does typing. Is that
it's honestly, it was either Duolingo or the feeling of not being allowed to finish Baldur's Gate 3 for an entire week while we're in Sydney.
Yeah, you're gonna get spoiled so hard, dude.
I've actually already been heaps spoiled, but it's my own damn fault.
Is it because you've been on the Baldur's Gate 3 subreddit?
Yeah, I've been on it heaps, and every single post on the subreddit is marked with a spoiler tag, and I click.
My man's clicking.
The man's clicking.
I'd hate to interrupt briefly, but we are driving past Conroy Street. For anyone playing along,
in
but also Bookham. I did read it as Cowboy Street originally.
Is that why you pointed it out?
Well, I pointed it out after I realized I misread it, but then I did want to bring up the cowboy part. Because we're feeling a little bit like road cowboys out here, like road cowboys.
We're kind of like modern day cowboys, aren't we?
I'd say going to Sydney is striking out for the territories.
Yeah. What's, are we on the range? What does being on the range mean? Are we doing it?
Yeah, we're doing it.
I think we're doing it.
So, Adam, Duolingo, which every single time I say Duolingo, I am worried I'm going to say Dua Lipa.
I worry too. I worry too.
Did a full 180, baby.
Oh, my God. Another guest, Dua Lipa?
It's me. Hi, guys. It's me, Dua Lipa.
Oh, my
big
God.
Fan
Dua Lipa.
Of the Thummy Boys.
That's crazy.
Ask me any questions you'd like.
Why did you come back to Australia? You did a
Gotta
tour.
Gotta go.
Okay, see you later.
Wow, it was crazy that she pulled up on a motorcycle next to us.
Man, that she's really... What a nice lady.
Yeah. From her singing, I wouldn't have thought she sounded like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How did she find us? Oh, I guess she listened to the pod and then
followed
us.
Near Conroy Street.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Must be.
What are you learning with Duolingo?
Yeah, what language?
I was learning French and Italian, but I'm actually planning on dropping French because it was a bit confusing with some terms are quite similar.
Were you trying to do two at the same time?
I tried to, yeah. Well, that I was doing all right. I mean, I was doing the, you know, the 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it asks you
I'll
to do.
I'll give you a quick lesson. Oui. That means yes and no. That means no.
And petite is small.
And fromage is cheese. Yep. That's good. Pain?
Tower Eiffel is Eiffel Tower.
Pain is bread, but I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah. Pan.
Pane, maybe.
Pane?
Pain. I'm not actually sure.
And if you see someone in France, you want to hit them with a bonjour?
That means hello.
Yeah.
And goodbye.
Whoa. There you go. You don't need Duolingo
Sacre
for French.
Bleu probably means the sacred blue.
Yes. I don't know why I'm dealing with that damn owl when I got you three right here.
So how's Italian treating you?
Italian is, it's, I mean, I grew up obviously in an Italian household, so what happened was my grandparents didn't know any English when we first first came to Australia.
Mamma mia.
And my parents, when they had me, whenever they would leave me with my grandparents, with both sides of my family, they'd be like, hey, can you talk Italian around Adam
so that he can learn it. But the problem was, I was learning English, obviously, as a child. Yeah. I learned English.
That makes sense.
And my grandparents were really excited to have someone at their own skill level to learn alongside.
That's
so
cute.
So instead of talking in Italian, we basically learnt English together.
That's nice.
That's lovely. Yeah.
But as a result, I didn't learn any Italian growing up.
Oh, so you didn't learn any Italian as a child?
I had some very basic, like I could say, you know, I could say my name is, and I could say...
Mi chiamo Adam.
Yeah, really basic stuff.
What the hell
stuff.
Does that mean?
My name is Adam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are smart.
You're getting a little lesson here too, Hayden. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Mi chiamo Adam. That means my name's Hayden.
Ciao? There we go.
Hayden, you're pretty funny. Has anyone told you that?
We don't encourage that kind of behavior towards ghouls on the podcast.
I'm not a ghoul. I'm a specter.
That's right. We have established years ago.
A ghoul is like a zombie thing. I'm just an apparition.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We found your body.
Yeah.
No.
Did we leave your body behind?
No. You don't get it.
Clearly.
I spend my days...
Yeah?
How long have I been dead for?
A couple of months.
Okay, well, it feels like a lot longer. But what I do is I spend my time walking. My specter walks along the gutters of the Hume Highway, but I appear to be a mangled corpse.
Right.
And so people pull over and they go, oh, man, you need help. And I go, oh, thank you so much. And I get them to take me to a hospital. And when they arrive, I disappear.
Oh.
And they go, what the heck just happened? I think there was a ghost.
So you just leave lots of people standing at the Hume Highway Hospital.
Yeah, going, what?
Being like, what the hell?
What the
heck? But there's always a smell of rotting
smell
flesh
farts?
And
farts.
No, it's rotting flesh.
No, it's farts.
No,
it does kind of smell like
smells,
farts, Hayden.
No, it's not farts.
Hayden.
Well, that guy was
Hayden,
a ghost and he farted
fart.
In my car.
Seriously, it's not farts. It's rotting flesh.
No, it's farts.
It's not. It's eggy.
We need
eggy.
To get this guy to the hospital. He reeks of farts.
Was that guy a ghost or did he just fart and he was so embarrassed by the stink of his fart that he bailed?
No, that's not it. Everyone's very freaked out. I'm doing a good job at being a spooky ghost, okay?
Whoa, I wonder if these farts are what
it's
killed that
farts.
Guy.
You're it's taking farting. My thing
I don't
very
think about
seriously.
The fart that much, dude.
You guys have no respect
well
for the dead.
To be farting
this is
so frequently.
What's the best word you've learned in Italian so far, Adam?
Oh my god.
Did you call it a blurred? Did you hear that? Or am I making that up? It sounded like you said blurred instead of word. That's okay. We'll review the tape. I could be wrong.
I think, actually, if I could give you, instead of Italian, if I could give you French, I like
the
cheval
language you
for
abandoned.
Horse. I know you asked for Italian, but I want to give you horse because I like horses.
What
cheval.
Is cheval?
Cheval.
Cheval.
C-H-E-V-A-L.
Mon Dieu, cheval.
My God, horse.
Cheval. And then chat is cat. I love that.
Chat.
Well. Gatto. Gatto is really good for cat, but chat is very
that
good
is
for cat.
Good. That is good.
C-H-A-T. Chat.
Chat.
Chat. Chat. Or chat. Chat. I'm not sure.
There's a truck driving suspiciously slow up ahead,
it is.
And I don't like it.
I think it's because it's at the top of a slight incline, and trucks
Jackson, quickly
do not
do the thing to make
well.
Them blow the horn.
Blow the horn.
Oh, you've got a Mountain Dew. Never mind. No vigorous motion, thanks.
We did not do the horn. We did get that, though, on the way up.
Yeah, somebody honked for me.
Jackson made a guy honk his horn. And it was very funny because he looked at us strangely because I think it's a group of nearly 30-year-olds. Well, I'm nearly 30. You guys are all 30.
I'm 31, so.
Yeah, I'm very young. Yeah.
How often do you reckon truckies get that?
I think all the time.
Someone getting them to honk.
I
really?
Think they're disappointed when they go past a car and they don't get asked to honk the horn.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe so.
Fair enough.
That's a beautiful view, by the way. Look at this cloud.
It's gorgeous.
You can see it's raining over there, but the rain hasn't hit the ground yet.
It's pretty amazing.
I think
pretty
that's what
beautiful.
That is.
Could be a portal.
Could be some kind of portal, yes.
Yeah,
if you're
okay.
doing the trip live with us, by the way, we just passed the merging traffic sign.
Yep. And we also just passed those two trucks on the right hand
yes.
side.
Yeah, the two trucks.
Iconic.
Yeah.
I think Dua Lipa is still following it.
I hope we get picked up on Google Street View. That'd be so funny.
That would be really funny.
They're car casting.
Yeah.
So how many thumbs for Duolingo?
I would give Duolingo... I think I'm going to give it four thumbs.
Yep. Okay.
I really appreciate Duolingo when I'm failing to get on it every day, does a very good job of being like, hey, if life is busy, life is busy. Just reminding you I'm here.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Good.
Because I've had people really complain about how much of a hassle Duolingo can be.
You knew it's a Duolingo.
It's been a dream for me. I've been enjoying it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Whoa, I thought all those sheep were headstones. that was messed up. Something about them just made me think they were headstones.
Mass sheep grave.
You might have already said, but I was zoned out thinking about Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Do you have a streak? What's your streak?
I think I haven't gotten all the way to 1 month, but I think my greatest streak was close. Would have been like 27.
27.
That's pretty good.
Something crazy.
That's good. Is it good?
It's pretty good. Well, it's good for me.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. Yeah, it's your record. It's great for you.
It's literally the best for you.
It's literally your PB.
GG.
GG PB.
You've dabbled in Duolingo before.
Have I?
Have you?
I don't know. I
thought you had.
I have a little bit, but not seriously.
Never mind then. Why? Anyway, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been dead for a long time.
Yep. That is true.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so there's no video games in the afterlife, unfortunately. I am obviously trapped along the Hume Highway, but also at the same time, I am omnipresent, and I can see the past and the present and the future all at once and all at the same time.
Okay.
But at the same time, I am trapped on this stretch of road where I died because I got hit by a truck by Mrs. Drads.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have been haunting people while they play Yu-Gi-Oh! On their phone.
Oh!
And I gotta say, I have been playing this game and watching people play the game, and a lot of it, I get.
You get it?
But there is still a significant portion of this game that I do not understand
what is happening.
It's
so complicated.
And when I was alive, I was looking at my screen time.
Yeah.
My daily average is 25 minutes.
Nice.
And so obviously that is sometimes no time and sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah.
Whoa, sure.
It's a great game to play in bed while your partner's asleep and you don't want to go to sleep yet, but you don't want to do anything else.
Okay. Yep.
And then also you listen to a podcast. That's the dream.
Yep.
Yeah,
I've
nice.
Been tinkering with my Ojima deck. If you know what an Ojima is.
I do not.
Don't worry. No. It's a monster. There's five freaky guys. Actually, there's six freaky guys.
Holy
and when they're all together, they can morph into a different guy. And the point of the deck is that you block out spaces on the opponent's board. So they either can't use one of their spaces, one of their five monster spaces, or you put Ojima monsters on their side of the board, which is a really, really annoying kind of way to play.
This sounds annoying.
Because they have stuff they want to do, and their board is full up of Ojimas.
I don't know how this is necessarily going to sound, but Dusha, that is possibly the most you deck I have ever heard.
Yeah, it's really annoying. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good. Well, actually, I've never really played that much Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
I did a little bit right at the start of high school, but the card game I put the most amount of time into was Magic.
Yeah,
sure.
And I switched between decks that would make the opponent just constantly discard.
Yeah.
Like, not doing that much damage,
burn
just,
deck,
like,
maybe?
Burning. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
And also, I was also a big fan of having I think it was a blue. So, that was, like, black and red, I think, if I remember correctly. And then having, like, I think it was a white and a blue deck, which was, like, constantly increase my health.
Yeah.
And just drawing cards all the time.
Cool.
So, just, you know, being annoying.
Yeah, they sound like annoying decks,
you don't. There's a couple of decks that, the burn decks like that aren't that common, but I have gone up against, I think, one or two.
Yeah.
God damn, is that so annoying. Because you go halfway through, you're like, yeah, this guy stinks. I've got like 20 cards in my hand right now. I can play them all. I can win next turn, probably. And then you go, oh, no, that's what they want.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, because when in Yu-Gi-Oh, I think it's probably the same with most card games. If you don't have any cards to draw, but you have to draw a card, you lose.
So
all of a sudden you have your entire deck. I got one. It was the first turn. I didn't get a turn. My entire deck was in my hand. And then I lost.
In one turn.
That rules.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is strange because I think the first turn is a pretty significant advantage because you can just win straight away
a
lot of the time. Another kind of annoying deck, I don't quite understand it. But I've seen a lot of people, they play a deck where they lose as much life points as possible, and often they will just kill themselves in one turn, and I can't possibly fathom why they are doing it. I've seen it happens all the time.
Is there a ranking system?
There is.
So maybe they're trying to lower their ranking on purpose?
Well, my thought, you come to, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But it happens all the time. And I was thinking maybe, because if you lose, you do go down a rank, but you still gain experience points.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you lose, if you
I see what you're
what
saying.
What do you call it? If you like give up, you don't get any experience points.
Yeah.
But if you lose, you get 500. And I'm like, well, okay, maybe if you could kill yourself really quickly,
you could play like grind experience.
Yeah, play like 10 games in like not very long and just get
or
a
is
bunch
it like
of points.
Is there like a particular deck where like the less life points you have, the more damage you're
there,
doing?
There is definitely a lot of that. There's some like, you know, you can as a monster that's like you gain the difference in your life points.
Yeah.
And so you can gain like 7,000 points
I guess
and then win.
Just messing it up.
I don't know, but it happens well, all the time just kill themselves in one turn. And I go, what the hell was the point of that?
Yeah, that can't be right.
I mean, it is funny.
It is pretty
it is funny. It is
pretty funny. Pretty funny.
The thing that I like about this game, Master Duels, Yu-Gi-Oh!, is that there's no emotes and there's no chat and you sort of. I think you can add friends and stuff, but it's not that easy to do. And
that's
so there's
great.
No interaction.
That is a great feature.
And it is I love it. It's perfect.
Yeah, I hate talking to people in online games.
I'm too sensitive for it as well. The chess.com chat rooms, I get so mean. As soon as people start being mean to me, I'm like, I won't F or Jeff out of respect.
Sure.
But I say, F you and Jeff you. You're a loser. You're talking ish at me on a chess.com forum. Look at your life, you nerd. You stink.
That's
I take
awesome.
It really bad. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
Glad that there's no chat room.
I have chess brings
actually,
that out in you.
I had to stop playing chess.com. I'm not very... It's not, I've been banned from chatting on chess.com a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because people are mean to me, and then I get too mean back.
That's
so
awesome.
So you actually mouth off in the chat. Yes. You fire back.
That's
because
so funny.
I never start it. I don't start it, okay? But they start
but
it,
you finish
and they're
it.
All smug, and it gets to me, so I fire back.
Can we just get an example of a message that might trigger you,
yeah.
or like send you flying off the handle.
Yeah,
do you want to hear one that I think about maybe once a week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to.
Maybe a year ago.
This guy. So you've thought about this 52 times.
I'm not a well person.
Yeah,
okay. I just want to put that there. I think it's probably pretty obvious. I am dead. That is part of it. But so they were like, beat me pretty bad. And that's fine. I actually don't mind losing.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then they were like, ha-ha, I actually am an like 2,000 ELO, which is a very high rank chess player, and I intentionally lost so I could play you and beat all these people. And then that made me really mad, so I started calling this guy a loser and telling him to get a life. And I'm like, that's the saddest shit I've ever heard. Anyway, so I think about that all the time. It really got to me.
So the fact that
he tanked his ratings.
Yeah,
so that he could fight you.
To fight me. It got onto my skin, and I thought it was sad, and I got mad at him.
Well, you're not wrong. It's a pretty sad thing.
That's big-time loser behavior. Get a life.
I think this entire interaction as an outsider is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He didn't even talk that much smack.
He was smug. There was a smugness about him that drove me crazy. I'm not communicating enough, but he was a real...
he said
smug.
That.
Yep.
And then, obviously... Honestly, you're going to have to substitute F's and Jeff's here.
I probably didn't do that many F's.
All right.
Okay.
But I was basically just saying you're a massive loser. And, you know, I can't remember what I said. Just, you know, you're a massive loser and what's a crazy way to spend your time. Why don't you do anything else? Go outside. That kind of thing.
And how did they respond?
They got really weird.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think they became apologetic as well. Because they were like, well, did you at least learn something from me? And I was like, what the hell are you talking
about? Shut up, dude. Yeah, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Anyway.
That rules.
Good thing
I love
think
this.
About him all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my review of Yu-Gi-Oh!
How many thumbs?
Five thumbs. Great game. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is back. Yeah. I mean, it's not back yet, but
back,
it will
baby.
Be very soon.
Well,
as I mentioned before, I'm now omnipresent. I've seen everything that is and will ever be.
Yeah.
And very soon, right around the corner, Yu-Gi-Oh! Coming back in a big way.
Cool.
So invest now.
I will say that I have been noticing a little bit more Yu-Gi-Oh! Content on the internet.
Okay. Cool.
I have also seen an article that was published in between your last review of this game and currently that said that Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duels is a terrible game for Yu-Gi-Oh! Because... it has a slightly different rule set from the real card game, making it hard for people that are familiar with the game, and then hard for people that aren't familiar with the game to try and learn through this, because it doesn't actually explain anything.
Doesn't. There is a lot of stuff going on where you like have a card, and you're like, okay, next turn I'm going to do this effect. And then for some reason you just won't be able to, And you have, it's really hard to work out why. You're like, is the game bugging? Like, it says right here, once per turn I can summon this thing, but why? And so you have to check every single card on the board, and then you go like, oh, is there something blocking this or negating this? And then like, you go through, there's like a list of all the turns that have been played, and at that point I go, I'm giving up, I'm just going to accept that I can't do this for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is relevant to Yu-Gi-Oh! Coming back, but I saw a meme recently where Hank Hill was saying to Yugi, I don't know what the heart of the cards is, but you sure have the heart of a Texan. So, and I think that bodes well for Yu-Gi-Oh!'s future.
And
I
saw a TikTok where Yugi was versing, and you're not going to believe this.
No.
Yeah.
Rick from Rick and Morty.
Oh, whoa!
I guess he's got that gun where he can go to any dimension. So it's
back in the public eye. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And look, spoilers.
Yeah,
there was an ending to it, and one character did win, and it was actually Yugi, which I thought was quite tasteful.
Yugi or Yami?
It was Yami.
It was Yami. Rick or Morty.
It was Rick.
Okay. Oh.
I thought it could have been Yami versus Morty.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff.
I reckon Rick had some interesting things to say during that.
He was like, bah.
Tell you what, if I were in that room, I wouldn't say a thing. Yeah. I'd just listen.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah, to be a fly on the wall of that duel.
Yeah. He's got there's some wisdom there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a fly on the wall for that duel.
Oh, yeah, I guess you were.
What did you learn?
I learned that the heart of the cards truly does trump all.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that sometimes arrogance isn't the way.
Wow.
Did he get sent to the Shadow Realm? Or did he portal out of there just in time?
I don't think it revealed what happened at the end. Like, as in, like, interesting. Game, but Yami did win.
Interesting.
Yugi did have to get big to be good at cards, which is something that happens.
Slightly taller, like he's standing on a shoebox or something.
Yeah. Well, good stuff.
Yeah, Tom Cruising it. Really, really nice to have done this car podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without any interference from any car accidents, any police.
I hate those police. They're always hassling me, those
like
police.
A police on the wind.
Leave me alone.
Any police officers?
Yeah.
You know, just like any. Oh my god, it's Mr. Rats!
No, turn around! Turn around!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for that, Mr. Odds. And despite the car crash, we're actually fine this time.
Yeah, we're okay. We kept going. We were okay. He barely swiped us.
Yeah. It's,
car's fucked. jeffed, but yeah. we're, I mean, the car's jeffed, but we're okay.
Yeah. It's all good.
Great save, Jack. Non-noticed. I'm fine, though, because I'm a ghost and I'm immune to car crashes anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's all good. I am still a mangled looking, I look like a mangled corpse still.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Like farts.
Yeah. I stink like rotting flesh.
You're like a fart ghost.
That's my thing. Farts aren't scary. Rotting flesh is scary. I'm a scary ghost.
I don't think rotting flesh is that scary.
It's a scary smell.
Like, imagine
it's a scarier smell. What's a scary... Adam, what is listen to me.
Okay.
What is
actually no. No, I'm not going to do that.
I was really surprised that worked.
I just think
the
farts.
What's a scarier smell than rotting
scary.
Flesh?
Imagine what they thought you started farting.
Scary.
Yeah, but if they were to be, what would be the scariest one?
I think
I couldn't comprehend
the
one.
Smell of a human shit where it shouldn't be. That's
scary. That's pretty scary.
That's
pretty
not scary.
If you're like standing
it's
in
intriguing,
your...
I think.
It's worrying, maybe.
Where's the true is the shit coming from?
If you're standing in your living room and you can just smell human shit,
I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's scarier than
okay, but what about if you're in your living room and you start smelling
well,
rotten,
I could be scared.
Rotten flesh. That's scary.
Yeah, I'd just be like, someone's cooking something or whatever.
She thinks that.
Anyway, it's time to read the emails this week. Mm-hmm. And I think starting off strong.
Yeah.
And this one's going to make you feel bad, Jackson, because it made me feel bad.
Oh, no.
This is
what about us? How are we going to feel?
You'll probably feel normal.
I can't feel anything.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Good.
So this is from Kia.
Okay.
Cool.
Subject, happy graduation to me. And remember earlier in the episode where I said safe for school podcast, that's why Thumb Gramps is important? Hey, video game boyfriends,
ooh.
It's me again. Yeah, that's also, we'll get to that. First of all, sending this a little early, thanks to Joel's message in the Discord about, Extember 360.
Yes.
That's right. If you're hearing this and you're sending an email,
yeah,
we'll get to it in a month, maybe. anyways, a little update from last time. Sadly, Carney still has not listened to the greatest video game podcast in the world. However, that is not relevant today. Today, I'd like to thank you beautiful boys for being there with me through my whole high school experience.
Oh, no.
You guys have been doing this too long.
Oh, brother.
I found the podcast in 2018 when I started high school and been listening ever since.
Jesus Christ.
So, boys, on the 22nd of September, I'm going to finally graduate. So thank you, boys, for ruining any shred of childhood innocence I would ever have had, and for all the Fs and Jeffs and piss and cum in this podcast has cursed my ears with. And here's to many more years of it. Regards, Kaya, not a coward.
You've done a great job at making me realize that how old I am.
Yeah.
You guys have been doing this podcast for 5 years?
Yeah. Thumb Cramps is...
In my head, it's still new.
Well, that's because...
This month, it's going to crack episode 250.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't seem right at all.
Thumb Cramps kind of, it had
it started bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like every podcast, really.
No, but it started
pretty
boring
bad.
Oh, that's
And then it got good.
Yeah,
and then
right.
we lost the host.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then we gained guests.
And then it got weird.
And now it's this.
Yeah, now I'm a ghost.
And now we're recording in a car that's rapidly filling up with our own breath and fogging the windows.
Yeah.
And Hayden's a fart ghost.
Yeah.
I'm not a fart ghost. I'm a ghost that smells
like farts.
And we're your video game boyfriends.
Yeah.
And it's currently Extember 360.
Yeah. That's where we've
It just makes
to.
Sense.
Yeah, I think so.
And next email,
mm-hmm.
and Jackson, this is big because a lot of people have weighed in about this.
I'm excited.
So we're getting ahead of the curve.
Okay,
here.
All right.
And this is from a coward who doesn't sign up.
Okay,
for
let's hear that coward alarm.
Coward. Subject: Turok 3: Shadows of Jackson.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Joel. I assume Jackson never reads these. That is correct.
If you
were emailing Thumb Cramps, I will see it first.
Yeah, there's a reason we've done this pulled over. It's because Jackson doesn't have the emails on his phone.
Yeah.
And Joel was driving.
Because if he did, he would accidentally somehow delete it.
Yeah, that's true. It made me very nervous when Jackson was turning off the recorder. I'm like, I just feel like he's going to hit the delete everything button.
Which doesn't exist.
I know, but I feel like if there was one, he would find it.
Yeah.
But this coward says, Turok 3 is coming to PS5 later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, do you know? Will Levens play it? Will it be Goodgist?
This is a very intriguing... I'm sort of at a loggerheads here because... yes, Adam?
I just had a really quick question. Who's Turok?
I am Turok!
Sorry, please continue.
Because the dinosaurs sound like horses. So there's obviously Turok 3 is coming out. But also, Shadow Man is my game of the year.
Yeah.
But Turok 3 could unseat it, and that's very frightening stuff.
Yeah.
Because I love Shadow Man.
Yeah.
I am Shadow Man.
I'll do a Shadow Man quote. Shit.
Shadow Man.
And sometimes he says, the power of the Dark Soul lives within me. When he gets a Dark Soul.
That's awesome. But are you excited for Turok 3?
I'm so excited for Turok 3. I am. Yeah, I'm incredibly excited.
It is also coming out on PC, and I believe the Nintendo Switch is coming out on everything. Mm-hmm. Night Dive, I believe, is putting it out. And they handled the last Turok port, and they're pretty good at porting old games to new.
They nailed it. Hey,
Turok is an old game that they're porting?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, they even kept in the original glitch that made it unfinishable.
Did they really?
Hey, that's a good port. Yes, yeah, yeah.
So funny.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Some would say accidental. Yeah. Others would say it's a gameplay mechanic.
Yeah, to try and keep the legacy of the original game.
What's the glitch?
There's one level. Yep. It's a very annoying maze level. It's like this maze of very dark caves, and you need to collect various like keys to unlock doors, and it's very easy to miss some. Mm-hmm. And if you miss one and you get the next key in the sequence, the previous key disappears.
Which means
you just can never unlock the door.
And you can't,
go back. And that's what happened to me with my Turok 2 playthrough.
That's fine.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, it is pretty exciting to have so many good games coming out in 1 year.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guess just to bring us home, because this email, look, there's a the subject really, takes it all on. But this is important. It's from Not a Coward, Aaron.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Subject, and this is in all caps, so I will raise my voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries.
I asked my wife to have sex listening to Thumb Cramps for my birthday.
Aaron, no!
Not only is this podcast getting people hit by vehicles, it's causing divorces.
She said no.
Okay.
That's fair.
Even though it was for my birthday, she declined.
Yeah. But it's his birthday!
But then Aaron settled for pushing a Hot Wheels car over her body.
That's good.
Aaron is living a really powerful life, I think. We could all stand to be a little more like Aaron.
Yeah, and hey, if you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. If we don't get to your emails in Xtember 360, don't stress. They will be in our inbox, and we will be able
to get to them eventually. It's just we're away, so it's going to be a little bit tricky-dicky.
Yeah, just a little bit different from usual. Yeah. But what you can and should still do is review Thumb Cramps on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. If you can write a review, write one, but just make sure you give us 5 stars.
That's the main thing.
If you submit a 5-star review, we will read it out.
That's true.
And this one ties nicely into the email we just got from Aaron.
Whoa!
This is from BCGBBCGBJ via Apple Podcasts from the Great Britain.
Man, oh my God, the Great Britain.
5 stars. Uh-huh. Possible failing relationship. Every time I listen to my gamer boyfriends, I feel my IQ dropping. Uh-huh. So much so that I've started talking to my partner in a slack-jawed, idiotic, and slow-brained manner. So much so that I feel like that they have started distancing themselves from me. Best gamer podcast, 10 out of 10, would recommend.
What do they mean?
What the slack-jawed? How are you talking about?
What?
What the hell?
What the hell are you saying?
If you hear someone say, what the hell, too many times, it destroys your brain. Actually,
I'm too far gone.
Yeah.
Now I love saying what the hell. It's like being a zombie.
What the hell?
So yeah, make sure you review us wherever you can. And 5 stars is the key. We will read out all 5-star reviews.
You can say anything. You want to send a coded message to someone? Yeah.
Speaking
this
of which,
how to do it.
Can I get a quick update? Has anyone attempted to trick you into an F or Jeff?
Not yet.
People do F and Jeff in emails, Adam, but the trick here is that I just say F and or Jeff.
Yeah. Wow, they gotta be quick then.
They gotta be quick. They gotta type fast.
They gotta type it quick,
Type fast, that means douche or read fast.
I reckon you could be tricked into saying.
Yeah, I think there's a chance.
You could probably put a coded F or Jeff in there, and it might get tricked.
They could even put the noises, but make them like different. Like take the beginning part of an F and put it in the end part of a word.
Make their name like Mother F Ucker.
Yeah, which you could say in school.
You could say Mother F Ucker.
Mother F Ucker.
Yeah,
yeah. You could say that in school.
You can say dirty aunt. If you wanted to.
I don't know.
Sorry, what was the name?
Dirtik. So D-I-R-T-E-E-K. aunt.
That, yeah. That's a legal
Dirtik
thing.
Dirtik aunt.
That is a legal thing because there might be a teacher with that name.
Yeah, you never know. That could be someone's name. Yeah.
Dirtik is a beautiful name for a little baby girl. Yeah. Dirtik.
Yeah. Mm. And your last name's aunt?
Dr. Aunt.
Dr. Aunt. And his beautiful baby girl, Dirtik.
If you are in a classroom right now listening to this podcast as part of your gamer lessons,
unplug your headphones. Let them listen.
Let them hear.
Oh, I assume it was being, I assume the teacher was playing.
A teacher has played Thumb Cramps to their class accidentally before.
That's true. That's
and if you did hear that, it was in an episode that, so they accidentally played a section of a Ruby episode.
That's true.
Out loud to the class, and Ruby and the listener have had correspondence. It did happen.
That's funny.
And the person, the emailer did not lose their job, and the class
that's good
it
to
was
hear.
Funny.
Was there and a meeting had about that?
No.
Because if I was a teacher at that school, I wouldn't be stoked about that.
So yeah, send us an email, thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram @thumbcrampspod. There'll be photos from Extember 360.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Also, make sure you review 5 stars. And thank you to our beautiful guests. Adam, where can we find you?
You can find me at RetroArchetype on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram. I also host the podcast D&D is for Nerds.
Nice.
Which you can find at sanspantsradio.com in the adventures section. Mm-hmm. And also, I also host, well, typically host Beyond the Map, which Jackson also sometimes hosts.
Yes.
Yeah. On the very same website that can be found.
Wow, talking in riddles, that's fun.
I don't know if that like counts as a riddle.
You're like a ye olde podcaster. Did you read that from a scroll?
And Hayden the Fart Ghost, where can we find you?
I am on Shut Up a Second. It's a Sans Pants Radio podcast. We recorded one. Don't worry that I said podcast.
You put in bod at the beginning of a lot of words.
Look, no, it's good. It's like the Boruto rule. A podcast is the son of a podcast.
Oh, God. Don't talk about that. I hate that.
I don't even understand what that is, and I'm glad. I don't want to know.
It's Boruto. It's awesome.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
The Naruto's baby boy is Boruto.
It's his son.
That can't be true. You having me on?
Oh, it's true, brother.
Yeah.
That's silly.
You gotta get online more.
No, I'm pretty happy with how I'm not online very much.
Yeah, fair enough.
Shut up a second. We recorded an episode in between the first part of this episode, and then we had a car crash and recorded it, and now we're here, and the episode, I think, was pretty good.
Yeah.
It came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. Listen to it. We talk more about that dog shit hut.
Thank you so much to all our beautiful listeners out there. Next week's episode won't be a car pod, but it will be an Airbnb pod.
Which is almost just as good.
Yeah, and it'll be Extember 360 will continue.
And I'll do the Xbox noise. Bye-bye!
Nice.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.